but yeah.
Did you see any non-biological examples which classify, let's say, your conservation process in terms of that extraction or the breeding?
Where there's not necessarily a natural reason to expect that things come in trees. Remember, most things don't come classified as trees. And yet, finding the best tree for your data is a very nice way to summarize the data, even if you have to fudge things a bit to fit it into a tree. So yeah, there are a lot of non-biological applications for that part of it. The DNA estimation part, you know, getting the distances, computer scientists are involved with, but that's pretty much strictly biological. Yes.
Does the DNA suggest that the original categories that were selected for biology, are they right in their sequence?
They mean like the wing versus...
Yeah, the order they were chosen in could break down from the earliest forms.
Well, it's just that some things... Well, the mapping between DNA and having a backbone, you know, is extremely complicated, and people don't have that map, that relationship well worked out. Now, if the question is, when people started doing this with DNA, did they build very different trees than when they were using these morphological characters? Yes. People got very big surprises as far as, say, the organization of bacteria, and when yeast versus animals and plants broke off from bacteria, all these kinds of things. Those were all completely changed when people started looking at DNA.
Thank you.